Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Repentance, a Lifelong Trait. This is a quote from Charles Spurgeon. Those people who have a faith which allows them to think lightly of past sin have the faith of devils, and not the faith of God's elect. Such who think sin a trifle and have never sorrowed on account of it, may know that their faith is not genuine. Such men as have a faith which allows them to live carelessly in the present, who say, well, I'm saved by a simple faith, and enjoy the carnal pleasures and lusts of the flesh, such men are liars. They have not the faith which will save the soul. End of quote. A different disposition towards sin. Saving faith involves repentance, a change of mind with regard to both Christ and sin. This results in a person becoming a new creation. His or her spiritual makeup is permanently altered. Yes, they still have the flesh, but they also have a new nature. This person's disposition towards sin is permanently altered. This person will still wrestle with sin, but when he sins, he hates it. Romans 7:15. James Montgomery Boyce said, we need to remember Martin Luther and the 95 Theses, generally thought of as the launching point of the Protestant Reformation. The very first of Luther's theses read, quote, when our Lord and Master Jesus Christ said repent, he meant that the entire life of the believers should be one of repentance. John MacArthur says, repentance is not a one-time act. The repentance that takes place at conversion begins a progressive, lifelong process of confession. This active, continuous attitude of repentance produces the poverty of spirit, mourning, and meekness Jesus spoke of in the Beatitudes. Let's talk about rebels versus repenters. In 2001, Timothy McVeigh was executed for the deadliest act of terrorism to that point in American history. At the time of his execution, McVeigh did not want to make a final statement other than he wanted to read some words from W.E. Henley's poem entitled Invictus. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. McVeigh would not bend, and he would not bow. He was unrepentant. To one degree or another, in one form or another, this is the attitude that defines all those in rebellion against God. Ephesians 2:1-3 reads, and you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. End of quote. Unrepentant rebellion characterizes all unbelievers. However, when we come to saving faith in Jesus Christ, the course of our life is permanently altered. Yes, we still sin. Yes, we all stumble in many ways, James 3:2. However, the believer's response is characteristically one of repentance when he does sin. We see this trait in pious Old Testament Jews, repeatedly bringing sacrifices for sin, in David's failures and then brokenness, in Peter's blunders and then repentance, in Paul's when I sin, I hate it attitude, in the Lord teaching us to pray, forgive us our debts, in consistent self-examination at the Lord's table, in the refrain to the Revelation 2 and 3 churches, to repent or else, et al. When necessary, God brings discipline into our lives to bring about needed repentance and holiness. In general, repentance characterizes the life of the true believer. We are repenters. If at some point it fails to characterize the believer, the expected result is a sin unto death, which involves severe divine discipline. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.